This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of your waves if you dial in toll free. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and as usual tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Brand new site as of this year, so if you haven't been over yet, please head on over to freetalklive.com. You'll see that it is far more interactive. It is more designed, geared toward allowing you to create the content on the site. So head over to freetalklive.com. I'd like to get to an email, but there's some what I consider pretty big news coming out of the United Kingdom. And The Guardian is reporting on it over there, and that is that the police in the UK are planning to use unmanned spy drones. The police in the UK, controversially, of course, deployed in Afghanistan for the routine monitoring of antisocial motorists, protesters, agricultural thieves, and fly tippers. And I'm not sure what a fly tipper is. Can you check that for me, Mark? In a significant expansion of covert state surveillance, the arms manufacturer BAE Systems, which produces a range of unmanned aerial vehicles for war zones, is adapting the military-style planes for a consortium of government agencies led by the Kent Police. Now, for those of you listening in the United States tonight, which is probably the supermajority of our audience, you can't really just brush this off. You can't really just say, oh, well, that's just over in the UK. Those crazy Brits. Those redcoats. You can't just put it aside, because what tends to happen is one government tries something, some sort of tyrannical thing.
Socialist medicine, i.e. closed-circuit cameras.
Yeah.
That's what governments do. They sort of share the ideas. Oh, look, they're doing that kind of tyranny over there. This will work.
Absolutely. So they try something, and if it works, then other governments will pick it up around the world. So this could be coming to a major city near you in the United States. Documents from the South Coast Partnership, a home office-backed project in which Kent Police and others are developing a national drone plan with BAE, have been obtained by The Guardian under the Freedom of Information Act. They reveal the partnership intends to begin using the drones in time for the 2012 Olympics. They also indicate that police claims that the technology will be used for maritime surveillance fall well short of their intended use, which could span a range of police activity, and that officers have talked about selling the surveillance data to private companies. A prototype drone equipped with high-powered cameras and sensors is set to take to the skies for test flights later this year. Now, there's more to the story, but there must be somebody listening to this show tonight that hears news like this and just, it warms their heart. Like, they hear that the police are going to start using essentially unmanned drone blimp things, or whatever, little plane things, helicopters, who knows what they'll end up looking like. But little unmanned drones to flit around and keep an eye on you.
Well, I suppose that those are the same people that believe that closed-circuit television cameras inside of cities do anything for crime, right?
Do they?
No, they don't.
That's what their own studies show, at least, over in the UK, from what I understand.
Something far more effective to deter crime?
Streetlights.
Yeah, streetlights. That deters crime, and at a significantly lower rate. Plus,
Not only does it not deter crime, the cameras, it doesn't really solve much either.
It doesn't really, no.
They have not really solved
it. It does, however, give them, when they have the little speakers there, they can disperse crowds.
Oh, when they yell at people?
They don't like crowds. Of course, in this country, we have the right to peaceably assemble, but they've been pretty much taking care of that, too.
Well, we just got away from an event wherein there was a peaceable assembly, and they called out 9 cop cars. We talked a little while back, or a week ago, actually, on this show last week. We started the show out with a call from one of the liberty-minded activists up here in New Hampshire. As one of them was, a couple of them were arrested a week ago. There was a follow-up protest tonight at 4:20, another 4:20 celebration where people were smoking cannabis openly in the park in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Some of them were.
And a good amount of them were. And there were a good 40-plus people that turned out. So what was a handful of folks a week ago, 5 maybe, turned into a crowd of 40, and the police didn't show themselves this time around. So then the 40 people went over to the jail where they're holding one of the liberty activists, and actually went inside. So you had about 30 people in the lobby of this jail, and did the jail people look a little uncomfortable to you?
They did. They don't like that whole the people that the taxpayers that bought the jail, they don't like them hanging around and milling around in the lobby.
Right, so they called the Manchester police. About apparently 9 or 10 cars came out. They brought up some paddy wagons. Real show of force, you know, real try to intimidate these people. Nobody ended up being arrested. I guess they did manage to move the folks away from the jail.
I would like to point out that the reason that people went to the jail is because they're holding this protester fella without giving any information on how one would go to see him. They're withholding that information.
And that's right. They say that he has to give you the information on how to go see him.
Well sure, but they limit on who you can make telephone calls to. They make it very difficult for him to communicate. And, you know, that's not really the way it was supposed to be with jail. The idea of jail is you're innocent until proven guilty, and the purpose of jail
trial.
Is to hold someone who is either A, a flight risk, or B, a danger to the community. He's neither.
No. In fact, as we pointed out last week, he was arrested for assaulting a police officer, which essentially was nothing more than brushing up against them,
stuck his arm out as he walked
by. That's what you said. I don't know if I saw that.
That's what I saw.
Well, anyway, that's kind of an update on that case for those of you that were tuned in last week. He is still in jail. He has not given them his name. His name for us is Big Mike, and that's why folks went out to the jail tonight. And they pretty much sounded like they called out the entire police force. We had to leave.
Yeah, you could commit crime anywhere in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Good time to rob the bank.
Right. Yeah, actually do commit a crime because they had their police committed to a group of peaceful people.
Yeah. So, in fact, you and I were there for a little while. We toured around the jail, and the prisoners were banging on the windows and everything. We went inside, and there was a bit of a standoff there with the jail guards. But we had to unfortunately go because we had to drive an hour and a half across the state to get over here in time to do the show. Literally walked in minutes before the program started. So
and anyway, left 3 minutes before the paddy wagon show.
That was just as an aside. The news here, but back to the story from the UK, where they're looking at floating these drones around the city to keep an eye out for people, as they say here, antisocial motorists. So maybe you're being tailed or something like that, or maybe you flip someone the bird.
I've certainly been in situations where people have you know been antisocial on the road. They've been aggressive drivers.
How do you feel about this, Mark? Though I mean, the idea of having the floating cameras flying around the skies.
I think it's a pointless waste of money, is what I think. I don't think they're going to solve any crimes with it, or very few. And
we talk about Orwellian to the max, though, right? I mean, this is the surveillance state. The only thing that could be more to the max than the idea of having flying drones flying around would be to put cameras inside people's homes. I think that would be the step after this. Don't you?
I would think that if they're going to do it, they're going to go after the smartphones.
What do you mean? Like have them?
They've already got video capability, right?
Well, have it so they can tap into them.
Something like that.
They probably already can do that.
Maybe so.
But you know what I mean? But that's not what I'm saying. Just having permanently installed cameras where people know. I mean, because when this drone is flying above you, you're going to see it if you're out of your car, for instance. So you're going to be well aware that this kind of monitoring and this sort of surveillance is going on around you in the same way that if they installed cameras in your home. Whereas if it's just your phone, well, you don't know if it's on, you don't know if it's off. You can take the battery out. There's no way they can do something.
They only work in cities, out in flyover country, somebody's going to shoot it down.
Well, that's one of the questions I wanted to ask about it was, we're pretty adamant on this show about peace. As far as the government being a violent agency, aggressing against people, we're adamant that the most inappropriate response is to use violence back.
Yep.
Is to essentially lower yourself to their level and to basically play into their hand and give them what they want. Because
it doesn't work.
When people use violence against the state, it just empowers them. It gives them an excuse to increase their budget. It gives them the excuse to hire more people and expand the security, the state, essentially. So the question is blowing one of these drones out of the sky a violent act?
Seems like vandalism to me.
Is that necessarily violence? Because you paid for it, right? I mean, you were forced to pay for it. Essentially, you're being forced to fund these surveillance drones. I have to say that acts of monkey wrenching, I think that's a good term for it, monkey wrenching, are not violence when against the state. Against another person, against somebody's private property, I think it's incredibly wrong because it's a violation of private property rights. But we're not talking about private property. We're talking about the property of essentially a criminal gang. And that's what the government is. So is it wrong to cover up a red light camera? Is it wrong to put some, you know, something in the locks on a government building? Is it wrong to blow the drones out of the sky? 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. I'll give you the features there free, including our bulletin board system, over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to silly nonsense. You'll You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you hate making those extra trips back out to the car to carry in the grocery bags for the last few months? My co-host and I here have been using Totesack. It's a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to Totesack.com. That's T-O-T-A-S-A-K, no C in there, .com, and buy a family pack today. It's Totesack. They carry more than you can, a lot more. Totesack.com.
In fact, coming up tonight, we'll be doing a Totesack giveaway at some point, so stay tuned for that. We go to your phone calls here. We started the show out by talking about the news out of the U.K., which could very soon become news here in the U.S., that unmanned police drones are going to be hitting the skies within the next few years over there. There's more detail to the story, but I really wanted to know how you felt just in general about it. Is there somebody out there that it warms your heart to see an unmanned the imagination, I guess, the thought of seeing police drones flying about the sky? Does it make you feel safe? And as another question, and of course you can of course bring up anything, but another question I have is it wrong to shoot them out of the sky? Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Kevin, listening to WVTS in Charleston. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Yeah, actually, in all truthfulness, I would wholeheartedly support the unmanned police drones around here.
Is that right?
Truthfully, it's kind of a two-part thing. One is, as far as property rights go on it, as long as it's airborne, technically there's no actual property rights for it. Ideally, it's essentially, it's a cheaper...
Wait a minute. Why would it, being airborne, make it have no property rights? Are you saying that other government property that's not airborne, it has property rights?
No. Just flying over, like, someone's house. Granted, staying there, hovering over it, that falls more under surveillance. Most of these police drones aren't VTOL. They're not capable of sustained singular flight. Most of them follow a flight path.
That's the current ones.
They can be they can be routed away from the flight path. I was reading on into the article. I haven't said that on the air yet, but they can.
Right. But, I mean, truthfully, it allows for technically a fairly inexpensive way to, deal with, in an odd sense, anyone following in a police system, a police chase, any aerial support, aerial surveillance. It adds that extra bit where it's a lot easier to get them off the ground. There's less expense without having to deal with pilots. It's essentially just one person who can monitor several points at once. And in a way, it can honestly help crime because it's much harder to get away from, even a fleet of three of them compared to one police helicopter. And you're operating at a fraction of the cost of, a full aircraft carrier, a trained pilot, dealing with...
So basically what you're saying is it's more Orwellian now and at a lower cost. And in your mind, that's a good thing.
I think it absolutely is.
So you do understand that these drones won't just be used to look for little Jimmy when he runs off into the woods, that they'll have these floating about, literally patrolling the streets.
Absolutely.
And that doesn't bother you one iota, right? Because, let me guess, you're a law-abiding citizen, and you'd never do anything to break the law, right?
Oh, just like everyone else usually. Well, it allows for you, with your personal property, it remains private. They're not invading your actual home. They're not looking in through your windows and staring at you.
Well, maybe not. I mean, they do have these cameras that can tell what level of heat is being dispersed from your house. I mean, this is one of the ways that they find...
they have radar, they have infrared, yeah, and video.
People with marijuana grow operations in their house and that kind of thing. So to say that it's not invading your privacy is an inaccuracy.
Well, I don't know, technically. There's still thermal imaging being used to detect a footprint that's been made an hour ago. It's all technically how you look at it. And all it's going to give you information-wise is how many people are in there or how many lamps.
Do you think that the cops deserve to know how many people are in your house?
I don't see why it would be a bother. Technically, they'd have the same information with the census survey.
Well, why would they have that information with the census survey? They I don't see any obligation to tell a police officer, how many people you have in your house. Do you? I mean, if a cop comes to the door and knocks on and says, "I'd like to know how many people are here," are you going to tell him?
No, I really don't see a reason why I wouldn't.
If I'm visiting your house, I prefer you not to give that information.
You hopefully would not visit someone like this's home because, you'd be the first person to give up your friends, I imagine.
I don't get where that comes from or how that logic works.
I don't know. All I hear is you cheering on the police here tonight and cheering on the police state, and it just seems kind of sad to me.
Well, no, I think it's they fall into an absolutism. It's kind of like saying Hitler's bad. He actually had good ideas in some regards.
Love that. I think it's so awesome when the police state lovers come out with the Hitler thing and they say, well, he had some pretty good ideas.
Yeah, normally we have to bring up Hitler.
And the shined up jack boots, those weren't too bad. Of course, when they stepped on babies' heads, that wasn't okay. But, you know, all the rest of it was all right.
Well, no, I just don't think all of them are horrible. And to say every police officer is crooked is taking it too far. But
we didn't say that, did we? Did we say that?
I think that's their job, to some extent, going after people that aren't harming, that commit crimes that have no victim. I think that there's, you know, that I have a problem with that, especially when they're used to go after people that, say, use marijuana for medicinal purposes, things like that.
You can better believe these drones will be used to catch people doing, smoking pot and stuff like that. They'll
no,
be catching people jaywalking.
And that's bad because?
Well, because people who don't hurt other people shouldn't be harmed.
But it's okay as long as you commit a crime and it's not, no one's harmed.
Yeah, that's right.
Jaywalking,
it's not a crime, sir, unless there's a victim. Who's the victim when someone smokes pot?
Society.
Who's the victim of jaywalking?
Does there have to be a victim? That
yes, in order for it to be a crime, there does. Otherwise, it's a malum prohibitum, and it's just basically a bunch of strangers telling you what you can and can't do.
That's technically like saying speeding's not illegal. If I want to do 100, that's fine.
I didn't say it wasn't illegal. I'm telling you it's not a crime. If you're not putting someone else in danger, then it's not a crime.
But it's still illegal. It's the same.
That's right. Someone who you don't know wrote stuff down on paper and said, you can't do this or else.
One might be able to make the argument that the government owns the road, so therefore they can set the speed limit. However, the government doesn't own your house, and they can't tell you what you can set on fire and inhale into your lungs there. That's a step beyond what their real power is.
Actually, technically, smoking pot, anything that is falling under illegal, they can kind of tell you to do that.
Well, they can because they have all the guns.
Right, you understand it. They can tell you that.
And a lot of cameras, too.
Because they have men with guns and they have cages that they'll put you into.
And I'd like to ask you this one, too. Is if you took a camera and you, say, went into the local police station and you decided to, sort of float around and take pictures of the cops and stuff, how do you think that's going to go?
Depends on the person themselves.
I can tell you how it's going to go. There's video all over the internet of how it goes. It goes very poorly because the cops don't mind watching you, but they mind very much you watching them. So are you better or worse? Are you less of a man than a police officer because they have a badge?
I really couldn't say. Hopefully, that's the point.
You couldn't say.
Get someone qualified to handle it. I don't walk around with thermal cameras. You have to find someone jaywalking. That's not actually my job to deal with and prosecute them on, but you have people there who are doing that, and those are the ones with the cameras who enforce it.
Well, I'm asking you, do you think that I should be able to follow around a cop with a camera?
I don't see why you wouldn't, unless part that gets into that is the fact that same person, not the cop himself, but the person they're dealing with, the accused, they have their own rights.
How are you going to feel when they outlaw something that you like to do?
I'll wait till it happens.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, well, hopefully there'll be someone else around to stand up for you at that point. 800-259-9231. Lick some boots while you're waiting. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Unmanned police drones could be hitting the streets within years. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. Oh, big announcement. We made it last night, but for our Saturday night listeners, you can now get an entire, all the way back to more than a year, all the way back to January 1st of 2009, in our podcast. So if you subscribe to the Free Talk Live podcast, or you've not yet subscribed to it, once you do, you'll see that you can go way back. And in fact, we're going to be adding even more back archives to our website. All of this, by the way, completely free. So that's in contrast to those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for a membership before they even let you listen to their shows. Head over to freetalklive.com.
The American Friends Service Committee is seeking financial contributions to aid Haiti's earthquake survivors and help them to recover and rebuild. You can donate at afs.org/Haiti. That's afs.org/Haiti.
800-259-9231. Drones to be hitting the streets. Flying drones be flitting about, keeping an eye on things. And I was actually kind of surprised that we found such an obedient serf to call in tonight as that last gentleman. And I know that does sound mean, doesn't it? But I didn't really feel like being too nice to the guy, especially after he was talking about how great Hitler was.
Well, yeah, I thought I felt like he had some good points in the early part where you could save on the cost of airplanes and things like that. And I do think that
but this isn't just for rescue, search and rescue operations.
Sure. Well, high speed chases I find to be extraordinarily dangerous. Cops in cars chasing after somebody who's, you know, it causes them to go faster. Everybody goes faster. It's bad. So, you know, what he said there made some sense to me, that putting a drone up in the sky in order to, you know, keep a tail on somebody who's done something bad. That sounds good to me. However, you know, note to self, never say some of the things Hitler did were good. Because, you know, like it just throws off everything.
Let's continue with your phone calls here. Kiki, ladies first, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Kiki, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
I get the idea that you are very much against having extra police surveillance. And I
yes,
can tell
I
you,
very
I'd like
much
to know,
am.
Excuse me?
Yes, I am.
I'd like to know how long you've visited the UK and what you've seen happening there. I mean, it can be bad. I mean, quite likely they're going to be looking out for terrorists who are going to do things, obviously. And the more surveillance you can have, the better.
Well,
I mean,
don't know that's true, Kiki, because we looked. I've been to Great Britain, but only for a brief period of time. And you know, I live here in the United States. But the stories that we've read and, you know, the studies that have been done is that it doesn't do anything to diminish crime. There are, I think it's, 200,000 cameras, and there's no way.
Oh, there's millions of them.
Is it millions of cameras?
Yeah.
There's no way that the cops can look through them all. You know, they can't keep an eye on things. They're just cameras sitting there.
I know, but now and then they do find very serious things. So, I mean,
it's all worth it, Mark.
These illegal immigrants who come in.
What's serious about people coming in and working for a living?
Pardon?
What's serious about people coming in and working for a living?
There's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, I had to come into the American and be a citizen legally. I just didn't
Because you've been abused, everyone else should be abused too? Is
no,
that what
I've
you're
not
saying?
Been abused. I certainly have not.
Well, you went and you paid thousands of dollars, and you had to fill out all kinds of paperwork, probably had to hire an attorney to come over here. I mean,
I did not.
Abusive?
No, I got in legally through the embassy in London. They did ask a few questions, but there was no reason for you to take the idea that I was abused. I mean,
point of information,
shocking.
Kiki, maybe I'm a little confused. You're saying you didn't have to pay thousands of dollars to immigrate to the United States?
Of course I didn't.
How did
that
you get in? When did you move, might I ask?
About 45 years ago.
Oh, okay. Things were very different then.
I was completely befuddled there, Kiki, because it really does cost tens of thousands of dollars and take years and years. It's not just a few questions anymore.
So you do believe in illegal immigrants?
Well, I believe in people.
They exist. I mean,
being humans.
I believe that there's stupid, arduous rules that keep people that might work hard out of this country, and that we offer a bunch of services that'll draw in deadbeats, and I think that those services are wrong.
Well, look at all the centuries when people have got here and they've worked hard, gone mm-hmm. on and done well. I mean, they had to come in legally.
But you just said yourself, Kiki, you made my point for me. You answered a couple of questions and whammo bammo, you're in 45 years ago. But the size of the state apparatus has grown exponentially in that amount of time. And now it takes, as I said, I'm telling you the truth, it takes tens of thousands of dollars and a great deal of time. You have to have sponsors. You can't just come in here and
hire an attorney
choose
to get
to work.
In.
It's a lot different now.
Does that make sense to you, Kiki?
Well, so be it, but we've got away from the point in what I'm talking
sure,
about.
Sure, sure. Police surveillance. You said no. There's no amount of surveillance that's too much. So would you accept
no.
cameras in your home?
I think if I'm... No, they would not do that.
Well, are you kidding me? They're already doing it in England. They're doing it right now in England, putting cameras in homes.
They might be in doorways where people
In homes of people with truant kids, they're putting cameras.
Well, you've got one story, and I've got another.
You don't know what these people's houses are like, Kiki. You're just some lady in Miami.
No, I'm not in Miami.
Well, wherever you are.
Well, wherever I am.
Okay.
And I'm sorry if it keeps terrorists away, if it keeps crime at bay. Taxi drivers don't get beaten up. Bus drivers don't get beaten up.
Wow.
Taxi drivers can put cameras in their own cars. That's up to them, and I think it's a great idea.
Protection.
Yeah,
but I know I can't win with you.
I think that cameras are a good idea.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kiki.
Cameras are a good idea if you want to put them in your own taxi cab. But, and that way you'll have evidence or something.
As though, wait a minute, hold on. So the UK has millions of cameras, and yet she calls in. Now, I don't know how long it's been since she's been there, but a lot of people would point out there's a lot of crime in the UK, a lot of knife violence and things like that.
Oh, they're outlying knives now, too.
Oh, well, that'll stop it. So there's crime over in the UK, and
more
they have
victim disarmament laws.
They have millions of cameras, and Kiki just paints this rose-colored picture where it's like, well, we'll just add some more and everything will be fine. See, the problem, Mark, is that they haven't been flying cameras. Now that they're going to have flying cameras all over, in addition to the 4 million or however many million stationary rotating type cameras, then that'll solve the problems in the UK, right? Because cameras stop crime.
Cameras don't stop crime.
That's right.
All the studies that are done in the UK show again and again.
She has her stories. You have yours.
Cameras don't. Right.
You have your stories.
I can quote, you know, actual news stories and studies, and she says that no, it's not true.
Right. Then there's the scenario that plays out in her mind where cameras somehow actually do make things safer, and it just doesn't seem to be that way. And besides that, I'm still not interested in having the government people running cameras. I feel fine when I'm at Walmart. And there's up on the top of the Walmart building several mounted cameras looking out at the parking lot or in the store where there are cameras everywhere. Doesn't bother me one bit because I understand that the people at Walmart, they're not trying to put me into a cage. Walmart's only concerned with crime happening in their parking lot as far as people getting hurt or robbed or something like that. And they're concerned with loss control inside their stores. They want to make sure that bad people don't steal their stuff. But people like you and I, Mark, who are not there to steal but there to purchase products, are not in any threat at all from the folks at Walmart. There's not some asinine rule that has been written by the strangers that work at Walmart that we have to be concerned with breaking. And, of course, the worst that will happen if we do, you know, maybe go in there drunk or something and tip over a display, they're going to escort you out of the store, and that's going to be the end of it. They don't have a cage waiting for you in the back room. So I don't feel bad or invaded, having my privacy invaded when I'm on private property being monitored by their cameras. That doesn't bother me.
Well, one of the things that bothers me about cameras, especially these red light cameras, where they, you know, the idea was they're going to put these cameras up and they're going to save lives because, you know, people going through red lights is bad and, you know, causes terrible wrecks at intersections.
It's actually
turns out
that
the governments have been, you know, they see a revenue generation source, but then people figure it out.
Make a note. We can come back to that here in a moment. I want to make sure we give away these soda sacks. We'll give it to the fourth caller at 603-435-1105. It's a special contest line. You'll get a two-pack of the Totesac. Help you bring those groceries back in from the car. For me, it's one trip. It's great. I love the Totesac. 603-435-1105. You can go to totasak.com to learn more about it. And the fourth caller gets a two-pack. There's more coming up here, including your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Even in a down economy, there are businesses and individuals who are booming. Efren Taylor, a self-made millionaire CEO who's been featured on Fox News, CNN, and more, is looking for people like you who want to succeed with him in his newest venture and make money, guaranteed. You don't need tens of thousands of dollars to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime cash-generating opportunity, and you're guaranteed to generate easy cash or your money back. How much? Up to $11,000 per month or more, every month. It's not stock-based, real estate, franchise vending machines, or ATMs, and it's not multi-level, but a real business. With real people and a proven concept. So proven, it's profitable in over 3,000 locations nationwide. So join Efren Taylor and his cash-generating sweepstakes machines and get a guaranteed income. The path has been paved, but there are only 1,000 of these incredible money-making opportunities available. So call 1-888-59-SWEEP. That's 1-888-59-SWEEP. 1-888-597-9337. Call now.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic rich soil, herbicide and pesticide free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada, with the wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, Our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board with the program as well, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board and get the perks. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking to get knobs and pulls to either spruce up the bathroom or the kitchen or any place you have knobs or pulls, I guess, go to the big box stores, go to the specialty stores, look at the knobs and pulls there. And before you buy, go to internobs.com because they have everything, all of them, all the knobs, all the pulls, all the handles at internobs.com, and they have them at wholesale prices. This is a decorator's website, and you get therefore you get the discounted prices. And if you use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, you get an additional 11% off. That's code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. And they also have a closeout section with 50 to 80%. The code works on that, too. Additional 11% off of 50 to 80% at internobs.com.
We've been talking about the idea of the surveillance state today here, and, of course, it never stops. You may think that, oh, there's no way they could put cameras into my home, but just give them time. They seem to be getting closer and closer, and I mean, we're talking about a story out of the UK, which already has millions of CCTV cameras mounted at various different points across their cities, across the country. We're also now talking about how the UK is looking at bringing in flying drones, which could be coming to streets in the United States near you. Now, one of the callers was formerly from the UK, and she pointed out that, yeah, it's a scary place over there. You got to have this. You got to have surveillance. It's scary over there. Of course, they also have a gun ban in the UK. Do you think that's a factor?
Well, I would think that it would seem to me if I was a desperate criminal out bent upon harming people that I would feel more comfortable knowing that those people didn't have firearms hidden beneath their jackets or something.
Let's continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Welcome to comment on the surveillance state. So far, two callers, very, very in support of it, very bootlicking. Let's continue here and talk to, let's go to Michael, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think that that first caller, he's going to do great in his new job as a recruiter for the Nazi youth program. And that clueless British chippy. That's exactly. They don't have any guns. They can't defend themselves.
Yep.
It just, some of these things kill me. Anyway, I did anti-aircraft in the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage people not to even consider shooting down those unmanned aerial vehicles if they are going over us. Because everything that goes up comes back down except for a shuttle or whatever.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You could realistically really hurt a lot of people if you dropped one of those.
What about paintballing it?
Well, I think the best bet would be to get some renegade MIT kids and find out a way to hijack them.
Well, there's actually, apparently, I've got a story here from UPI, and I think you're exactly right, because the terrorists over the Talibani, or whatever they are over there, have available on the internet for $26 software download, they've managed to hack and hijack the drones that they're using over there to,
Wait, they actually hijack them? I thought they could just decode the video feed to see where they're going and what they're up to.
Yeah, I'd have to read the whole story out loud to know the
but
exact.
But it would seem possible, right? I mean, if they're being
hacked them, is
right?
What
if they're being controlled by pre-programmed data, then you could theoretically hack them, right? I mean, possibly.
Flying in the mountains.
That's just phase one. Getting into their feed and getting the video, that's just part one. Once you can take it over, then you're giving the bad guys another weapon, something they don't even have to waste a suicide bomber to kill people with.
That's
true.
So you don't find it morally reprehensible to take out one of these as long as no one else is in danger of it falling
and
somehow.
That's an if world. In the real world, bullets fall back to Earth.
Honestly, if it gets to that point here in America to where they're flying drones over us, we may have already lost the country.
I think you've lost your country already. I mean, what are your criteria? Point of information, what are your criteria for losing the country?
Once they disarm us. If they can go through with getting weapons out of people's hands, we've basically lost.
So no amount of taxation. I mean, we're already at like 50 or 60% taxation.
The taxes, they're crooks. They're freaking robbing us blind.
Yeah, right, yeah. But how many so at 90% taxes, you still have the country? I'm just curious. I'm not trying to hold your feet to the fire too hard here. I'm just curious as to what your standards are.
I know. It's a great point. As far as the taxes thing go, it's kind of nuts.
It sure is. Hey, thank you so much for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. You can bring up anything. Going to Bill, listening in Waco. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Listening to KBCT.
Bill. You gave me a whole nother name.
What is your name?
Delvin.
Elvis?
Delvin.
Delvin. Oh,
Delvin.
Come on, man.
Hey, man. Sorry about that. I don't know how that happened.
Delvin.
Well, Delvin, you're on the air. Are you in Waco, Delvin?
I'm in Waco.
All right, good. We got that part right.
Well, I've just flipped through the channels today. I'm looking for some.
Oh, you got to talk right into your phone, Delvin.
I'm flipping through the channels, just looking for some hip hop or something, and come across you.
And your thoughts?
I was astounded that I saw somebody that seen anywhere similar to looking at problems like I do.
People say that a lot when they call.
Huh?
People say that a lot when they call this show.
So how do you feel about having a flying drones flying around your city?
Well, just like the lady in UConn and the other guy that was on for them, to say that... The flying drones gonna deter crime and all the things there. That's preposterous.
It's preposterous.
Know, we have a social ill.
What's the
and
social ill?
Social ill. Until we correct the problem.
The slimy black fish.
Stop. Let him. Sorry.
Hello.
Delvin, you're here. Yeah. Go ahead.
I wouldn't want nothing flying around me, taking cameras, pictures, and things like that. Not that I'm doing anything wrong.
No, but that's just it. The police may think that you're breaking one of their absurd rules, like we were just out today with 40 people in the park smoking cannabis.
Not me. Whoa.
Well, I was out with people who were smoking cannabis, and I may have enjoyed a few puffs myself. But, there's one guy that had an open container with him. Nobody was getting hurt, but yet the police, if they if they saw you doing something like that with their little drone, they'd come and arrest you. And that's not right.
Yeah, that right there. When we talk Al-Qaeda, that makes that little smoking pot trivial. when you talk
you'd think,
to them,
you'd think, but they called out a they called
can't
out a
catch
dozen
Al Qaeda. They catch pot smokers.
They called out a dozen cop cars tonight on a group of peaceful demonstrators outside of the jail up in Manchester, New Hampshire. They that's who they're looking for. And you're right, Mark. They get money out of the potheads and the people with open containers. They don't get money from busting any Al Qaeda agents. Good call tonight. Thanks for making it. Appreciate hearing from you. Always nice to hear people having a good time on Saturday night. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, we don't care if you have a few drinks in you, as long as you don't say, you know, FS or whatever. We don't have to hit our dump button. So, as far as I'm concerned, good call. 800-259-9231. We continue here. You can bring up absolutely anything. Going to Earl, listening in Medford. Earl, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to KMed.
Thank you.
Hey, Earl.
I just found your station this afternoon.
Welcome.
And I just happened to turn it on the, just before the bottom of the hour when you had that idiot. well, anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then the other lady from England, I just find it absolutely incredible that these people don't have any sense of individualism or self-reliance at all.
Well, maybe they just don't have anything to hide. What you got to hide there, buddy?
I don't have anything to hide. I just don't want them in my face.
Yeah, good on you. So do you think there's anything wrong with getting rid of the drones somehow?
Well, I don't know how a person would do that. You know,
if you could find a way to do it without crashing it into someone's roof or their car or you know somebody, you think that'd be okay? Would it be morally appropriate?
I don't know. I never thought about it until I heard it on the radio here a little bit ago.
Fair enough. That's a fair answer. So anything else you want to tell us tonight?
Well, of course, you hit it on the head a couple seconds ago. It's all about money.
Yep. It sure is.
About the revenue.
People Thank
you. Do not realize that the courts budget for so many busts and so many abandoned vehicles and so many drunk drivers and so many of this and that. And, you know, the courts and the cops are all in it.
You're absolutely right. People who don't know that are people who've spent zero time at an arraignment. And if you go and you sit in your local arraignment, you'll see person after person being paraded in and offered a deal and then just ponying up hundreds of dollars. Not necessarily right there. Sometimes they have to go on payment plans because they can't afford to pay these outrageous fines for these things that haven't harmed anybody else. It's all about revenue generation, and it's nothing about keeping people safe. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. There's more coming up. Hour 2's on the way. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.